Hey everybody, Annie here. I have been seeing a lot in the media these days about communication, leadership communication in business, and how to relate well to people, for better teamwork. And I love those topics. They are incredibly important. And at Leading Edge Teams, we talk about them and teach about them a lot. But there is something that I think it comes even before that, that's like a foundational skill that everybody needs to have in business, not just the leaders, but pretty much everybody. And that is really clearly understanding what the business outcomes are. Like what we're really going for. What does success look like? How do we, what does it look like when we're doing well in this game? Okay. And so those are things like, concrete goals, like financial goals that we, that we make enough money to stay in business. They are client goals that we provide the transformation or the great products that satisfy our customers and clients. They are things like having a great reputation out there so that we have a sustainable business, that we, that we have a part of the market, that we are positioned well, that this is a business that will last. Okay, so those are the kinds of things that we need to keep in mind as business leaders and employees, people that are inside business. We need to keep those goals and those outcomes in mind all the time, because that is ultimately what we're going for. And the interesting thing about business today is that, everybody's talking about automation and about AI and how that is going to, take some jobs from these businesses. And that is true, meaning that automation and AI, it is going to take some of the lower level, not a lot of thinking needed tasks off the table. Like it's just going to get those done. Okay. But what it can't get done is do the thinking of where we're connecting, where we're going, the outcome that we want with, all the things we're going to do to get there. And not only all the things we're going to do to get there, but that there's constantly change in between the two, right? Where we want to go, then we put together a plan of how we're going to get there, and then we have a change, because change is happening all the time. The external environment, which we don't get to control, is constantly changing in ways that we have to respond to. The pandemic is sort of the mother of all change, or a big example of it anyways. And we have that going on all the time. Technology keeps changing. It's like, we have our goals and we have a way we're going to get there. And maybe it includes a piece of technology for how we interact with our clients. And as soon as that piece of technology changes, now we're like, uh-oh, plan doesn't match up with the goal. And now we have to think, what do we need to do differently now? How do we need to respond to this? What do we need to re-coordinate? What do we need to plan to go differently, right? It's like our value to the business becomes more and more about the thinking, about how we are going to ensure that we get the business outcomes with the current state of what the heck is going on. And then we keep putting a plan in place and following that plan to make it happen. But we don't get to put the plan in place once. We have to keep iterating it. We have to keep changing it to take into account the changes that keep happening. And so many of those changes are external. Certainly things can be internal too. Like we're human. We might mess something up. We might make mistakes. We might overestimate how much we can get done and then, have to replan to catch up or whatnot. Like things are changing all the time. And so that thinking part, the thinking part of what are we really doing here? What goals are we going for? And how are we going to get there? That is the first, most important thing. Because if we don't have that, then whatever we're communicating is not going to be that valuable. It's like, you know, if I'm going to talk about the future, talk about how we need to get to where we're going, and I don't have a sense of what's changing, I don't really know what the outcome looks like, but I use really kind, compassionate language. I have a great connection with my team. It's like, yeah, but we have no destination. It'd be like, we're flying this plane really well. It's like, where are we going? Nobody knows. So we really, as we're communicating, as we're working together, we must keep in mind, what are we really going for here? And what keeps changing about it? Like what keeps changing that we have to re-look at how we're going to achieve success? And that is the piece that AI cannot do. That is the piece that you can't automate, because we, you know, it's how would I say, the change is so fast. And at this point, it's the systems are so complex, we can't make full predictions. We can see trends, love that, need to see trends, but we need to stay in a place of, oh my gosh, there's a change. I can think about this. I can respond in a way that's best for the business.
What's your leadership superpower? Visit leadingedgeteams.com/quiz to take our leadership assessment quiz and find out.